Is smart homes the next future? The smart home is the next big thing in the world of technology. It is a home where all the devices are connected to the internet and can be controlled remotely. The term smart home can be used in different contexts. It can refer to a home that is equipped with smart technology, or it can refer to a home that is designed in a way that makes it more efficient and environmentally friendly. The term smart home can be used to refer to a technologically equipped home. For example, some people would refer to their homes as smart homes. This type of smart home is commonly equipped with a variety of technologies such as sensors, Wi-Fi routers, thermostats, and appliances that use energy efficiently. An example of this type of smart home is the ones that are equipped with Wi-Fi-enabled devices such as light bulbs, thermostats, and door locks. These devices allow you to control them remotely from your phone or computer. There are other kinds of smart homes as well, like the ones with appliances that work together and can adjust to a user's preferences. A lot of people have started installing smart technology in their homes because they have realized how much money they can save on energy bills. And, at the same time, they can improve their quality of life by being able to control every aspect of their environment from one place. However, the process of installing smart technology in your home can be challenging. There are a lot of considerations that homeowners need to take into account before they can enjoy the benefits of intelligent devices. Before you start installing any electronic devices, you must understand how they work. You should also make sure that the devices are compatible with one another and that they can be used together. How much a smart home can cost? The cost of a smart home depends on the size, complexity, and features. It also depends on how much time you want to spend installing it. If you have a large house and want to automate everything in your home, then the cost will be significantly higher than if you just wanted to automate a few lights or appliances. The cost of installation is also an important factor. Some homeowners will do it themselves, while others will hire professionals for installation. If you want to save money, then consider doing some research and buying used items that are still in great condition. Who can install a smart home? Locksmiths are usually the first people to install a smart home. They can make sure that you are protected from intruders and burglars. They can also help you with design and installation. The locksmiths install locks for doors, windows, safes, bike locks, etc. They also change or repair existing locks in your home and make sure that you're getting the best security for your property. When it comes to the smart home, the locksmith will install all of the necessary hardware that allows you to control your home remotely. They will also provide you with a lockbox that contains a keypad, an alarm system, and an app. How can I lock my apartment door without a key? In a smart home, locks can be controlled by a smartphone. One way to lock your door without a key is to use the smart lock feature on your smartphone. Smart locks are available on most smartphones that have Bluetooth and Wi-Fi capabilities. Locate your phone near your door and you can lock, unlock, or use the panic button with a simple touch of a button on your phone. Are smart homes safer? Smart homes are becoming more popular and are seen as a way to make people's lives easier. They can be used in many different ways, such as controlling the temperature in your house, turning on lights when you want them on, or even locking the doors when you're not home. But is this all worth it? The safety of smart homes is often debated among teachees and homeowners alike. Some say that they are safer because they have better security systems, but some also say that they are not safe because there's still a chance for someone to break into your house without setting off any of the alarms. If a smart home has a system for checking for and shutting off the power, it will be able to turn off if there is an emergency. If someone is trying to break into your house, it may be possible to unmask them from your security system by introducing false data that signals that everything is fine while they are attempting to break in. They would not know that you are on to them, and you can then call the police. The same concept applies when trying to gain access to a company's or individual's network. Can smart homes be hacked? The Internet of Things, IO, is a growing field. This means that there are more and more devices that are connected to the Internet and can be hacked. Smart homes are one of them. The average home is now filled with smart devices. These devices can let you control light, temperature, and other settings from your phone or computer. A few years ago, these smart homes were used mainly as a hobbyist activity. Now they're available commercially and people are spending a lot of money on them. The experts have found out that smart homes can be hacked in various ways, through voice assistants, mobile apps, and home networks. There is no doubt that this is a serious problem and it needs to be solved soon. The hackers can hack into a smart home by using voice assistant like Alexa, Google Home, and Siri. Amazon Echo, which is one of the top three most popular devices in terms of sales and popularity, has also been found to be connected to third-party devices from Dropcom, Ring, and Nest. Users can also ask Alexa to turn off the lights in their homes or have it read their morning news. The tech company Amazon has been found connecting third-party devices to Alexa with its products, the Amazon Echo and Kindle. Some examples of these companies connected to Alexa include Dropcom, Ring, and Nest. Are smart homes a good idea? The idea of the smart home is not new. It has been around for a while now and has seen some success in the past. However, it still has some limitations which may make some people hesitate before buying it. In this article, we will look at the pros and cons of having a smart home and see if it is worth the investment or not. What are the benefits of having a smart home? The following are some of the many benefits that come with having a smart home. Accommodation. Smart homes can help you improve your accommodation. With their capabilities, they will help to make your apartment or house more functional and convenient in terms of lighting and appliances. They also play an important role in providing the necessary home security, which is necessary for the comfort of you and your family member. The providers of energy-efficient lighting services are aware that they have a significant role to play in helping protect you and your family by making sure your electricity bill remains low. If this is something that is of importance to you, contact them as soon as possible. Can I install the smart home? It is possible to install a smart lock yourself, but it is not always a good idea. A locksmith can help you make sure that everything is installed properly and that the lock is made to work with your existing security system. Smart locks can be very expensive, especially if they are made to work with a security system. This is why it is usually best to hire a professional to install your lock. A locksmith can also help you set up your smart home system. They will be able to connect your smart device with the locks and tell you how to use them properly for them to work together. They can help you install new smart locks as well. So what have we had so far? 1. How much a smart home can cost? 2. Who can install a smart home? 3. How can I lock my apartment door without a key? 4. Are smart homes safer? 5. Can smart homes be hacked? 6. Are smart homes a good idea? 7. Can I install the smart home?